Hello.
Good evening. Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Am I speaking with Mr. Joel Pereyesa?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, my name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of our client, which is the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We should like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Now, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir? Have you worked in
one.
The masonry industry 1 year?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now moving forward, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Mason helper, the finisher, the stone mason, cement mason, a bricklayer, PCC
finisher.
A finisher, okay. Okay, we have a finisher. Thank you, sir. Now, I appreciate you taking the time to help us. And the last job that you work on, were you an improver, a finisher, or a helper, an apprentice, or journey level mechanic or foreman?
What is this for again?
This is for the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, which is conducting
right.
A study.
No.
Yes,
a study. What is the study? Just out of curiosity.
This is just a survey. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, which is the International Union of Bricklayers, and we'd like to onto the study. Now, on the last step that you work on, were you an improver, a finisher, or a helper, an apprentice, or journey
a helper?
A helper. Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is unable to find work and where you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
Thank you. 0 weeks. Now, and yes or no, have you found if necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, only union.
Understood. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay, and thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were at this time last year?
I'd say fewer.
Fewer. Thank you, sir. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, that fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year? What's your opinion?
I'd say the same. I'm not sure, though. I'm not too involved with the – I don't go to meetings or anything. I don't know anything about the bids, so I can't really say anything on that accurately.
Thank you, sir. And your opinion is what matters. But and yes, you know, did you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
From what I heard of from my other classmates, they said no, there's not.
Understood. I appreciate your patience, sir. And yes, you know, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them?
A what?
And steward appointed by the union in any of the job sites in the past 12 months? Yes, sir.
Steward?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you. And yes, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you, sir. And now, thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government or privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
No idea.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now? To the best
I'd say there's going to be more unemployment than now.
More?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think in the next 3 years, it'll probably get a little bit worse, and then in 5 to 10, it'll probably start getting better.
I just see. Now, moving forward. But how should I record your answer? Just to be specific, you think it's going to get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get worse.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now, moving forward. Switching gears a bit, they're thinking about your work on the job site. Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Now, I'm going to read a list, okay? And do you have... or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Okay. Now, yes, sir?
Oh, I was going to say, I don't really have many safety concerns. We're very thorough with our safety.
But I'm required to move forward. I mean, to read verbatim and just for quality control. I appreciate it if you'll allow me just to read the following list out real quick. Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, a language problem. Heat or the cold, falling objects, faults, risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns, like you say, right?
No real safety concerns.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me, sir, have you participated in the activity in the past 12 months in picketing? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And union organizing? Yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing? Yes or no? Is that a yes or no, sir? Hello? Hello, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I lost you there for a moment. Have you participated in the past 12 months in political canvassing?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, moving forward, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Thank you.
Hey man, I have to get to bed. I'm sorry. I got to get up at 3 a.m. I would appreciate.
Can I call you back tomorrow, maybe? Would that be okay? At the early time?
How long?
The survey? Okay, we're like halfway there, you know, and the rest is just about safety and whatchamacallit. Yes, sir.
I'd rather not complete the phone call. I'm very busy and I don't really have the time. Thank you, though.
All right. Thank you for your patience, though. Bye-bye.
All right.